As you wish.
The next half hour was given over to frenetic activity. I trebled the guard around the village, this time counting myself out of the assignments. I wanted to be free to go where I was needed. I sent Baruga and Stone around the huts, telling people to pack their things and move to the central hall. They would be safer there, harder to reach. General Farris stayed in the hall, too. His choice. Someone had to organize things in there, he claimed. I debriefed Kopacek. His story was similar to my own, except that, in his case, the enemy had fired first. Like me, he hadn't managed to get a good look at them. I sent him, along with MacDougall, Vines, and Grief, to grab an hour's sleep in one of the vacated huts. Farris had been right about one thing. My men were the toughest damn sons of Groxes in the Imperium. Sometimes it was easy to forget that they didn't all have chests full of replacement parts to keep them going. I hadn't forgotten about Borlensky and Myers. There would be a reckoning for their deaths soon. Meantime, I had warned every man to keep a watch on his watch partner, and to call for a medic if he felt the jungle sweats coming on. Trooper Thorne was sprawled on his stomach, alongside a small, square hut, his wiry body masked by the long grass. His lasgun barrel rested on a mound of dirt, waiting for a target. I hurried up to him, keeping my head down, and dropped to my haunches beside him.
Nothing, sir. Not a sign of the hostiles. Perhaps you made him realize what they're facing.
They're out there. I had rarely been more sure of anything in my life.
Do you think... That boy, sir, what he said... Was he right? Are we facing... Monsters? Demons?
Trust me, kid. I've seen enough monsters in my lifetime, and nothing, not a damned one of them, would last 2 minutes in a scrap of the Katagan Devil or make it through a patch of spikers alive. So don't you dare start shaking in your boots just because you've seen a few drops of your own blood today and heard some damned fairy tale.
No, sir. It's just that... Colonel Strachan, sir. Is something wrong? You're sweating.
What the hell are you talking about?
What? What did you say?
Suddenly, Thorne was clawing at the ground with a bandaged stump of his left arm, pushing himself away from me and to his feet. His eyes had widened with fear, and his voice was loud. Too loud. He had blown his cover for sure.
Trooper Thorne, to attention!
I snapped.
You're behaving like a damn newborn. Hell, I know you're not long out of nappies, but...
Take that back, sir! Take it back!
I beg your damned pardon, trooper!
We were both standing now, and Thorne's lasgun was pointed shakily at my head. I had brought up my shotgun in return, an instinctive reaction, but the image of a comrade in its sights shocked me to my core. I lowered my gun, brought up my hands.
Listen, kid, you're not yourself. You're sick. Like Walensky and Myers, they were sick. But you can fight it.
I don't want to believe... This is a test, right? Tell me it's a test! Don't make me...
Why do you think you're here? Do you think I make a habit out of taking every snot-nosed brat fresh out of training into my command platoon? Barracuda Creek back at the tower reckons you're the next damn sly Marbo, Thorne. You gonna prove him wrong?
The fever!
For a moment, I thought I'd got through to him.
It must be the fever. Making you say those things. Please, sir, just... Drop your weapons. I don't want to have to shoot you, not you. But I swear in the Emperor's name, if I must...
I tackled him before he could finish the sentence. The lasgun fell from Thorne's grip as we hit the ground together. I'd saved his life. My instincts and a keen ear keeping me a half second ahead of the fresh salvo of lasfire that had just erupted from the jungle. In return for that favor, Thorne was trying his damned best to kill me. I had him pinned with my knee, keeping him from drawing his knife. But the fingers of Thorne's one hand were locked damn tight about my throat. He was stronger than he looked. No match for my augmented arm, of course. I broke his grip, breaking a few bones in the process. Thorne was screaming curses, thrashing about wildly as he tried to unseat me, foaming at the damned mouth. In the meantime, I knew the hostiles wouldn't exactly be sitting around making daisy chains. They couldn't have asked for a better distraction or easier targets than these two damned fools brawling in the open. I had no choice but to finish this. Fast.
I twisted my shotgun around, tried to jam the barrel up beneath Thorne's chin. I had no intention of shooting him, of course. If he'd been in his right mind, he'd have known that. Instead, he fought with all his strength to push the gun away from himself. I let him succeed, even as I blindsided him with my metal fist. The punch knocked Thorne's spark out and left a dent in the side of his skull that would probably take a metal plate to straighten out. The way this kid was going today, he was liable to end up like me.